Diabetics face medicine shortage as slimming craze thins supply of Ozempic. Petaling Jaya, the global craze over Ozempic as a weight loss solution has hit Malaysia, with pharmacies experiencing a surge in demand for the diabetes medication, resulting in a shortage. Malaysian Pharmacists Society President Amrahi Buing confirmed the shortage, attributing it to increased demand from non-diabetic individuals for its weight loss effects. There are many who are interested only in the drug's weight loss potency, creating a huge demand and a shortage in the market, he said. Amrahi noted that Ozempic, while requiring a prescription, is somehow being accessed by non-diabetics. Also read, celebrities turn to wonder drugs for weight loss. This is supported by many reports of Ozempic being misused by non-diabetic individuals for weight loss, although it is not approved for that purpose in Malaysia. Amrahi warned against using drugs for unapproved purposes without medical supervision, emphasizing that potential side effects of Ozempic include hypoglycemia or low blood sugar, which could be life-threatening. The public should always consult pharmacists on the proper use of medication to prevent unintended consequences, he added. Ozempic is a semaglutide, which is an injectable medication that helps adults with type 2 diabetes manage their blood sugar levels. Checks also showed that Ozempic-based weight loss packages are also being promoted by aesthetic clinics. According to Malaysian Community Pharmacy Guild Honorary Secretary Rachel Gan, demand for the drug has increased, with some individuals self-prescribing or sourcing it online. This is definitely not safe. They should consult a doctor before using any medication, Gan cautioned. She added that distributors have even started rationing supplies, limiting bulk orders to ensure broader access. Dr. Wong Tek Wee, a consultant interventional cardiologist at iHeal Medical Center, highlighted the immediate side effects of Ozempic and other semaglutide, citing a 2021 New England Journal of Medicine study. Between 44% and 47% of participants taking semaglutide for weight loss experienced nausea, while 30% to 35% reported having diarrhea. Another 24% to 30% of participants also had constipation and vomiting, although these were mild to moderate with the symptoms diminishing with continued use, he said. Dr. Wong also noted anecdotal reports of psychological effects such as mood changes, anxiety and stress. More severe cases involved dehydration, which could harm kidney function, particularly in those with pre-existing kidney conditions. A 2022 meta-analysis published in Diabetes Care also found a low but notable risk of renal complications, primarily related to dehydration, he added. Regarding long-term effects, Dr. Wong pointed out that they remain unclear since Ozempic was approved by the United States Food and Drug Administration, FDA, only in 2017. However, he cited a 2021 The Lancet study that found that 1.4% of semaglutide users experienced gallbladder-related issues, compared to 0.4% in a placebo group. This is likely due to the body breaking down fat too quickly as Ozempic can cause rapid weight loss of up to 10 kg a month, leading to bile imbalances, he explained. Dr. Wong said that rare but serious side effects, such as acute pancreatitis, have also been reported, although causality has not been definitively established. Dr. Lim Chong Wei, an endocrinology, diabetes and internal medicine specialist at Sunway Medical Center, clarified that semaglutide was originally approved as a weekly injection for type 2 diabetes, typically combined with the right diet and exercise. Later, a higher dose formulation received FDA approval for chronic weight management, making it one of the first medications specifically cleared for this purpose, he said. Dr. Lim emphasized that semaglutide should be used alongside lifestyle and dietary changes, where these modifications alone often led to minimal weight loss. I prescribe it to patients with obesity-related conditions such as diabetes, prediabetes, hypertension or sleep apnea, where the benefits outweigh the risks, he added. Common side effects include nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, he said, while serious complications such as pancreatitis are rare. Individuals with a personal or family history of thyroid cancer should consult their healthcare provider before starting the medication, said Dr. Lim.